D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we offer hope for America.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
We are a troubled nation, but the Spirit of God is at work around us.
We've also helped 7 full-time abortion doctors walk away from the industry.
Find out more and discover how God's power can work in you on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Jesus Christ not only has the power to save us from our sins, as miraculous as that is, but to transform us as well. Dr. Kennedy believed that the truth of Christ transforms us, and thus the name of this very program. And in today's edition, you will see that transformation in action, and you will find out how it can happen in your own life. January is when we focus on the sanctity of human life, near the anniversary of the decision legalizing abortion on demand. The abortion industry has taken more than 60 million lives over the past 47 years. But God is also doing some amazing things to bring people out of that very industry. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
And the award goes to Abby Johnson. Congratulations, Abby.
In 2008, Abby Johnson, the director of the Bryan, Texas Planned Parenthood, about 100 miles away from Houston, became Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year.
I worked for Planned Parenthood, our country's largest abortion provider, for 8 years. I was a clinic director with them and was there and loved my job. I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing. I got involved out of a sense of misguided compassion, believing that we were there to help women.
But a year after her award from Planned Parenthood, she saw something at her own clinic that caused a change of heart.
It wasn't until 2009 when I actually got to witness a live ultrasound-guided abortion procedure.
It just moved away from the catheter.
They always move. That's why I do it this way.
I saw a 13-week-old unborn child fight and struggle for his life against the abortion instruments that I knew that I had been a part of a lie. I had been a part of a corrupt system, a corrupt organization, and that really preyed upon women in their vulnerable states, and I knew that I needed to leave.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Abby Johnson had thought that what she was doing at Planned Parenthood was helping women, but she learned the hard way that the real bottom line of Planned Parenthood was its bottom line.
They asked her to increase the number of abortions at her facility by half. And so she said, "Don't we tell the media that we want to reduce the number of abortions and make them safe, legal, and rare?" And her supervisor laughed and said, "Well, Abby, how do you think we make our money?" And she really was blindsided by that.
And corporate policy is simple. We are an abortion provider.
When Abby walked out of the abortion business in a move that was totally unplanned, she eventually wrote a book by that title with Cindy Lambert. Part of her concern was to try and reach those still working in the abortion industry.
She wrote her book hoping that a worker would pick it up as a skeptic and see the truth and see themselves through her words. And within 3 months of her book's release in 2011, she had 17 abortion workers contact her for help.
Abby Johnson has now founded a ministry to help employees come out of the abortion industry. It's called And Then There Were None.
Leaving your job in the abortion industry is not like leaving your job in the fast food outlet. It has the same high turnover rate, but you don't just leave your job. You leave your friends. You leave your ideology, your belief system. You go from one day championing women's rights and abortion rights to the next day having to humble yourself and say, I was wrong. I was a part of a very evil system. And then they have to come to terms with that. So there's a lot of emotional trauma. There's abandonment.
As we walk through the process of healing with them, as we meet their practical needs with financial assistance, with resume writing, with job search help, as we help them pay their bills and get back on their feet, once their practical needs are met, they're ready to meet their emotional and spiritual needs.
And so here we are 7 years later, and we've helped 550 workers and 7 full-time doctors.
Some of those workers contacted Abby's group because they saw the 2019 movie Unplanned, which was based on her book.
Abby Johnson is in the other room.
Here.
She wants out.
My story is really an exposé. It's pulling back the curtain into an industry that has been normalized. Abortion has been so incredibly normalized in our society, and it's anything but normal.
I think one of the most exciting things about the movie is the impact it had across the country and now across the world. We saw hearts changed, abortion clinic workers leaving their jobs.
It's a very toxic environment. Many workers don't even tell their families that they work in an abortion facility. They might say they work in a women's clinic or women's health care, but they don't even want to tell their family members they work in an abortion facility. And it can be very traumatizing to them.
The abortion clinic, working in the abortion clinic, systematically desensitizes the workers within it to what they are doing. And the more desensitized you become, the more trapped you become. And so when you want to leave, you're not leaving work. You're leaving this environment that you have been re-traumatized in over and over again. And leaving that is much more like leaving an abusive relationship than leaving a job.
They're seeing things that people just should never have to see. They are seeing dismembered babies. And, you know, the talking points of the abortion industry is that it's a fetus, a clump of cells, tissue. But they know the truth, and they're in there day after day seeing this imagery and burning it into their minds. And many of our clients experience substance abuse, feelings of suicide, and they're in severe depression. They're coping and self-medicating in order to stay in this job.
Let me tell you what's going to happen if you go in that door.
The pro-choice movement likes to say that it's pro-woman. But when being pro-choice boils down to being pro-abortion, it can't be. Abortion is fundamentally anti-woman. Women are created to house and protect life. Our bodies tell that story. That is what being a woman is about. And so when you have a movement that says that's bad, that says, no, in order to be a fulfilled woman, you have to have a right to destroy part of your very creation, to destroy part of why you were even made, to violate your body in a way that kills another human being, that's not pro-woman. That's anti-woman.
One of our philosophies is that if there's no abortion clinic workers, then there can be no abortion clinics. And if there's no abortion clinics, there's nowhere to get an abortion. So we believe that ending abortion starts with the workers through facilitating conversion in their hearts. And we want to do this through peaceful, loving, and law-abiding means.
God has blessed America.
The new book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation, shows how God's hand has been on America from the start.
The book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, is the faith that shaped the nation. It begins with the First Great Awakening and how it united the colonies.
You'll discover inspiring stories from William Penn to the Apollo space missions.
Buzz Aldrin, before he stepped out of the module, request radio silence, and he had communion. So the first food consumed on the moon was communion.
Contact us today to receive your copy of Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation.
It's a fascinating book, and I think it'll inspire people at a time when our country is rediscovering the faith that made us great.
It's amazing to see what God is doing with the outreach led by Abby Johnson and how workers are leaving the big money abortion industry. And it all began, as it so often does, with the conversion of an individual human soul. The Apostle Paul reminds us that once a person is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is passed away. All things become new. Here's Dr. D. James Kennedy with more in this portion of his message, A New Life in Christ.
1789. Of course, that was the year in which our Constitution was completed and ratified, and a new nation was born. The result of the American Revolution had at length come forth into its fruition. But lesser known is the fact that all the way around on the other side of the world, in that same year, there was another revolution going on, and there was the emergence of a new nation there as well. This revolution was very circumscribed. It was indeed bounded by the railings of a single ship. The revolution was a mutiny, and the ship was the famed HMS Bounty, as in mutiny on the Bounty. And you will remember that, goaded by the cruelty of Captain Bligh, Fletcher Christian led a group of mutineers to take over the ship and set adrift the captain and loyal officers. While the mutineers made their way to an island far out in the wilderness of the South Pacific, 4,000 miles east of New Zealand. An island only 2 square miles in size named Pitcairn Island. And there they began a new life, having first scuttled and sunk the Bounty to avoid detection. Well, there began a great debauch. For 10 years, there was drunkenness and mayhem and arguments and fights and murder and rape, until finally, at length, there was only one mutineer left in the midst of the natives, half-breed women and children. He was to be the founder of the new nation of Pitcairn Island. His name was John Adams, like his counterpart on the other side of the world. Among the things which were salvaged from HMS Bounty before they sank her was a Bible which now may be found in the New York City Museum. And John Adams began to read that Bible, and as he read it, his savage, barbarian past loomed up damningly before his eyes, and he saw himself standing at the great assize before the just judgment of the Almighty, who was indeed outraged at him because of his vile conduct. He trembled in his soul and fell on his knees and cried out to God for forgiveness through Jesus Christ and received the Savior into his life, and he was transformed. Not only he was transformed, but he transformed through the power of the gospel virtually every single person on that island and established perhaps the most peaceful, tranquil, law-abiding, loving society that the world has ever seen. So that in 1808, when that island was discovered by the British Navy, they were so astonished at the transformation in John Adams and all of those on the island that they forbore to prosecute him for his crime of mutiny. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, it has been a source of controversy through the centuries as to whether or not human nature can be changed. Now, there have been those in our 20th century who have been convinced that it can be. For example, the communists believed that they were going to create the new communist man. And this man would be created without God and without religion. Nothing but the religion of Karl Marx, the religion of atheism. And they did indeed produce a new communist man. A man who was so cruel that he could do the most barbaric and despicable things to his fellow human beings without the slightest compunction or qualms of conscience and go home and go to sleep at night. And when we know some of the things that took place in the ghastly gulags, we can understand the nature of the new communist man, perhaps the cruelest man the world has ever seen. Surely the very devil of hell could not devise worse tortures than they experienced. The new communist man, total failure. No, communism provides no new or noble man. But in America, in our own democratic society, we have decided that the answer is education. And we will create the new democratic man through education. Well, my friends, we've spent more money than any nation in history on education. Now, what have we produced? We have an epidemic of illiteracy. We have an epidemic of drug use, of crime, of illegitimacy, of abortion, of murder, and of every other conceivable evil. No, education does not produce a new nature in man. No, all of the modern secular concepts for changing human nature have failed. And that has led many people to join the chorus of the centuries, which has said that human nature cannot be changed. And you want me to tell you something? The Bible agrees with that. Did you know that? The Old Testament says, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? Then, you which are accustomed to doing evil shall begin to do good. And when is that? That, my friends, is never. The Bible resoundingly joins the chorus that no man can change his own nature. But happily, the New Testament comes along and tells us about one who boldly proclaims, "Behold, I make all things new." And that is Jesus Christ. How marvelous, how wonderful he is at changing the human heart, the only one who can truly change the hearts of men. Christ indeed can make all things new. He did it throughout the years that he walked upon this earth. He transformed Nicodemus and told him that he must be born anew. He transformed Peter, the shifting sand of Simon Peter, into a rock. He transformed the snarling Saul into the apostle Paul. He transformed the sons of thunder into the apostles of love. And he has been doing this down through the centuries, changing the hearts of one man after another.
How encouraging it is to see the transformative power of Christ, especially as we live in a nation in such desperate need of repentance. The abortion issue is just one area in which we are seeing changes brought about by the Spirit of Christ, and we hope and pray that we will see more and more. We want to know which issues concern you the most as we embark upon this election year. That's why we've put together the 2020 Spiritual State of the Nation Survey. Contact us right away to get yours, fill it out, and send it back to us so that we can get a sense of the challenges facing America that are most important to you. We will share the results with key political and media leaders, and you will be helping to guide our ministry emphasis in this pivotal year. Please contact us immediately to receive your 2020 Spiritual State of the Nation Survey. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. And if you're able to include a generous donation to help us continue the important work of this ministry, we will also thank you by sending you a copy of Susie Federer's new book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation. The first Miracles volume was one of the most popular resources we have ever offered. We literally could not keep it on the shelves. And this new one is its equal. We will send you a copy for your generous donation while supplies last. Miracles in American History Volume 2 shares inspiring stories of revivals, faith, and captivating courage from American history. And you'll see how God's hand has acted in American affairs since the beginning. You'll find amazing stories about John and Charles Wesley, John Newton, William Wilberforce, Billy Graham, and many, many more. And if you're able to give a donation of $60 or more, we will thank you by sending you Miracles Volume 2 plus the 6-DVD set Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, which comes with a helpful study guide. Nobody more eloquently defended the sanctity of life than Dr. Kennedy. And this set of messages contains his most powerful pro-life apologetics. Please contact us right away to receive your 2020 Spiritual State of the Nation Survey. Fill it out and return it to us so that we can tell key leaders in the media and in government what issues you will be voting on this year. And if you can include a generous donation, we will thank you by sending you the brand new book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation, by our friend Susie Federer. And as thanks for your donation of $60 or more, we will send you the book and the 6-DVD set, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, with its companion study guide. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. It's no secret that we live in a broken world. the nearly 50 years under Roe versus Wade and the tens of millions of children sacrificed upon the altar of convenience are only one awful demonstration of that truth. But when Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came into this broken world, good news came with him. In fact, the best good news imaginable, because Jesus came to rescue us from the wrath of God against sin. He lived the perfectly obedient life that we have failed to live. He went willingly to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. And rising from the dead in glory and power, he offers eternal life to all who will put their trust in him. And wonder of wonders, we who were the enemies of God have become the sons and daughters of the great King, all through faith in Jesus Christ. And that faith that saves us also transforms us. Abby Johnson left the abortion industry because of Christ's transformation in her, and she now helps others out of it. The late Chuck Colson, who went to prison for his role in the Watergate scandal, became an evangelist, a forceful advocate for prison reform, and a persuasive proponent of the biblical worldview, all after being transformed by Christ. How about you? Dr. Kennedy once said, "Some will miss heaven by 18 inches, the distance from your head to your heart." Do you only know about Christ intellectually, or do you know him personally in your heart? Has your life been transformed by Christ? Have you been changed by the Spirit of God? God offers this forgiveness and transformation as a free gift of his grace, and you can receive it right now, right where you sit, simply by sincerely asking him for it. If you have not already done so, I urge you to do that this very moment. If you will, I have a book that will help you grow in grace and guide your relationship with Christ. It's Dr. Kennedy's book called Beginning Again, and I will send it to you at no cost or obligation. Contact us today to receive your copy, and may God bless you. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Continuing efforts are being made by atheistic organizations to remove every vestige of Christianity from the public life of America.
People do not shed their First Amendment religious freedom rights simply because they attend a public school, because they work for the government, or in this case, because they're living in a veteran's home.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.